Great shout out for area bank tellers for something like that, and a shout out for area cashiers who often check with their customers and clients when they're purchasing a lot of gift cards, that sort of thing.
And that's another trigger when people ask for gift cards to pay for something a hydro bill. Sorry, that's not the way it operates.
Absolutely. We're in conversation with lots of great information with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma and Emergency Control Group.
I'm going to go back to a quote by one of the most famous basketball coaches in the history of this world, John Wooden, who said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And we have shared this and we continue to do this work. Every municipality has the mandate from the provincial government to have an emergency control group. And they are bound by that mandate to ensure that they have a regular meetings throughout the year and are prepared for emergency activity, a situation that may happen. And we in Stratford have this as well. A big shout out to our deputy fire chief, who's our lead on this, the one of two Andersons that is leading this. And it involves all departments in the city and then the outside boards like police, fire, and paramedics. To date, we've done tabletop exercises where we talk about the emergency and then we talk about how we'll respond, whether it's a gas leak, whether it's a snowstorm or tornado. However, I believe that we need some real life exercises as well. I know we just did one out at the Stratford Airport where we did drones. They came in and they identified some lost hikers, identified where they were, dropped supplies, medical supplies and food to them. We loaded a aircraft with emergency foods to be flown out of the airport. So I believe and I've given some direction, and in the very near future, we are going to have a real life emergency activity here in Stratford, and more information will come about this, but it's important for us to be prepared if a physical emergency happens in our community. So I'm excited about that, and that information will flow not too far down the road. And once again, a big shout out to the fire department, Deputy Fire Chief Anderson, Andy Anderson, for his work on that. And it's all about the safety of our community.
Okay, well, thank you for that. And let's talk about, I've got the headline here, GTR activation.
Yeah, the Grand Trunk Railroad site continues to be a focus of next steps of development in Stratford, whatever that looks like, whether it's a new or redeveloped YMCA and library, whether it's rental housing, employment housing, whether it's stacked parking. But as we're going, moving in that direction, and council did give direction to our consultants as what they are looking for, the activation of that site was another mandate by council. And a huge shout out to Emily Robson, our corporate initiative lead, bringing together Mark Rosenfeld from the Provocation Ideas Festival and a force to be reckoned with, Eileen Smith from SpringWorks Puppeteers, bringing them together for the Trophy X Dreams, Dream Weavers event that was past Saturday and Sunday. There was sock puppet making. There was performances by sock puppets. And I was blessed enough to be part of these, the multiple tents that were set up to go in and to hear stories and from individuals, local individuals or others. And that's all about the activation piece that council has given direction to. Another report or a final report from the Grand Trunk Advisory Ad Hoc Committee will come forward to council, and then it'll be up to council to decide what the next step is for that property. Sometimes there's so much going on in the city of Stratford, we forget about that location, but it is the envy of many municipalities across Ontario. As I've had that comment by many people in politics saying, wow, you've got that piece of property. What are you going to do with it? And that's part of what we're doing right now.
Okay. And I do love the heart that's at the GTR site right now.
Talking about heart and big heart, we can talk about Zach Gribble, and that's the Destination Stratford. Happy birthday, Zach. But that heart on the side reminds us of that. That is going to be an extension of our downtown, the heart of Stratford Core.
All right. We have a congratulations and welcome.
Yes, a big shout out. And you've mentioned this and talked about this at the Burbank International Film Festival. Big congratulations to Megan Smith-Harris. You know Megan and Bill as they, you know, roll out the films here in Stratford on the Stratfest. You know, we were blessed to have one in our barn, but it was an extension of their work. We lend a hand, so a huge shout out to Megan. You know, for her, I believe it's called, the Ghost of You. I believe she wrote during COVID, so a shout out to Megan, but also a big welcome to Jonathan Church, who has got some big, big shoes to fill, but he'll have a transition year to do that. Jonathan Church, who will become our new festival, Stratford Festival Artistic Director, he's going to be in the role of Artistic Director and moving into that role and filling the shoes of Anthony Cimolino, a big transitioning happening there. And I remind the city residents, so much more theater going on in Stratford, the live theater. We were blessed to see Forgiveness a couple weeks ago, an amazing performance, but lots moving forward and looking forward into the 26 and then the 2027 season with Jonathan Church.
Yeah, I had a pleasure to chat with Jonathan Church.
That was a great
Church.
Interview.
Oh, thank you very much. And I guess we'll say the legacy continues.
Yes,
with
Festival. Amen. And coming from England, kind of a little bit of theater there.
Yeah, I love it.
You'll bring a bit of, you know, that notoriety here to Stratford. So I look forward to my meeting with Jonathan as well.
You bet. And let's talk about community items on the list here.
There's so much going on in the city of Stratford, and sometimes it's nice to highlight. With regards to the budget, and that's going to start rolling out soon, a part of that budget is the 2026 community grants. They're now open. There is an online portal for application forms. If you go to the City of Stratford website, those grant applications are open until November the 28th, I believe. And there's a total of almost $120,000 that organizations can apply into. And I remind people to go to the city website and check out the online application. The other piece that has been shared, but it's worth sharing again, we're beginning the hydrant flushing. We do that spring and fall, and there will be some discoloration in the areas where the fire hydrants are being flushed. A reminder to let your water run to get rid of that discoloration. We're still looking for input for the Countryside Park for the design and components. That's the park that's just to the west of the Rotary Complex, right behind the Rotary Complex. It's an 8-acre site that we've amassed. Instead of having many small parquettes, we've amassed a large chunk of property, and the City of Stratford, through a consultant, is wondering and wanting to know what you see there, the design of that, and also the components of that. And the other piece, you know, I always say, and research has shown this, that many people are more afraid of public speaking than death itself. There is a public speaking course coming up. It's a 5-week course at Spruce Lodge. Whether you're young or old, it's Monday nights, 7 to 9:30, starting October the 20th. If you have questions about that, don't be afraid to reach out to our office. I do have a poster that perhaps we can take a photo of at the end of this. But another opportunity for residents who find themselves in a public speaking role periodically and want to lessen the anxiety around that. Yours truly included.
Fair enough. Let's talk about also another great opportunity with youth engagement.
Yeah, and wow, what a day. You know, your city, your future, youth engagement. We had 500 plus grade 10 students from across the city, Stratford District, Stratford St. Michael's, there en masse. Nancy Campbell was also involved. Those four pods, and when I envisioned this event, I thought two pods. But those four pods were energized with 500-plus students, over 50 tables and discussion areas for our organizations from across town, businesses, to engage with youth, to share with youth what's in town, but more importantly, what's not in town. And the information that we've amassed on big sheets of paper, on clipboards, just amazing. And a report will come out to council and to those schools involved and to the businesses involved, because we see, as adults, we see our community in a different lens. And we often say that youth are our future. They're not only our future, but they're our present, important part of our present. So I was happy that there was such a great response to that. When I asked the students, should we be doing this next year, there was a resounding absolutely. I'd be remiss if I didn't thank Lana Bowes and Darcy Drummond from Community Services for what they did bring that event together. Yesterday we were in a room and looking at, and everything pulled out and spread out in the council chamber, in the auditorium, to take a look at the responses. And I look forward to that report coming forward and being shared.
Okay, and that segues into a United Nations Day youth
there
event.
There is a United Day youth event coming up on October the 24th in the City Hall Auditorium. It's at 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. It's free to the public to come in. The theme is building our community one neighborhood at a time. And it's around the idea of resolving conflict, restorative justice. There'll be presentations and also Q&A. And once again, it's an opportunity to engage youth and to hear their voice. And so mark that on your calendar, October the 24th at City Hall, 7:30 start. It'll be another great event for the city residents to come together and once again to hear from youth.
Yeah, very good. And a spotlight on Ontario Agriculture Week.
A great week in agriculture in a community where we are so blessed. October the 6th to October the 12th is Ontario Agricultural Week. We are blessed to live, I believe, the best agricultural land in the province, perhaps in Canada. We lead the way in pork, dairy, poultry, which are the feathers, eggs, and beef production. And not only lead the way in the province, but in some of those sectors across Canada. So I bring this up today for three reasons. One, we the idea that we are a key agriculture production area with farm gates of receipts per year of over $1.4 billion, which is amazing. I bring it up because you can buy local foods and products year-round. So get to the Stratford Farmers Market, the market at Market Square on Sundays, the Festival Mall. And the final reason is that during the harvest season, I remind people that there are large equipment, men and women taking their tractors or combines, their fertilizer spreaders, their manure spreaders down the road as they navigate to the next field. Give them a little bit of time and space to navigate that. But once again, a huge shout out to the women and men in agriculture that produce such a wonderful array of foods in our area.
Very good. And we have happy birthday wishes to pass along here. All
yeah,
my
goodness. I want a big shout out. We mentioned Zach Gribble, but a shout out to SirCal Foods. It's hard to believe 20 years. I was over the other day. It's hard to believe. So talking about food, amazing food choices. My favorite is the Marewich, which I'm going to remind Mel and Cal that that's not on the board currently, but I won't hold that against you. Still a shout out. But you know what? Beyond good food, they are community leaders. They are both sometimes the lightning rod and the lamppost to hang on to for our pride community. They do so much great work in our community, provide amazing food, but also amazing support. And a special shout out And happy birthday, 20th birthday to, and this is unrehearsed, this is live, baby. Well done. I really appreciate what you do in our community.
Absolutely. So happy birthday, Circle. And from sandwiches, we'll segue to breakfast to wrap things up.
Yes, thank you. And the Mayor's Breakfast, the 18th annual Mayor's Breakfast is coming up tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock at the Arden Park. A huge thank you to our sponsors, Best Western Arden Park, the Hayter Farm family are amazing people, Maria Walsh, with regards to AB Realty Limited, Stratford Council of Churches, and Fom & Co. We do have a few spots left. Phone Lindsay's really going to not like me for this. Lindsay, phone Lindsay Gerber at City Hall. Phone her. Book your ticket. Tomorrow morning, it'll feature the Stratford House of Blessing and all their great work. It'll also feature a individual in our community, two people that were instrumental with the House of Blessing, Florence and Norman Kale, a tribute to him. There'll be an opportunity to be entertained by Freyna, that's Dana Manning and Francis Rose. The meal is free. We would love a donation to the House of Blessing, or bring cereal, peanut butter, or mac and cheese. So a great event, so very proud to continue that event and showcase one of many of the organization in town that does so much to elevate the lives and elevate our community. As they say, water, you float a boat and you raise one boat, it raises the entire community. So thank you to the House of Blessing. Thank you to Lindsay Gerber for her work on organizing this, and look forward to seeing people tomorrow morning at the Arden Park.
City of Stratford Mayor Martin Rithma, you want to take us out with the horn?
I wouldn't miss this horn. This is, we used this the other day at the youth event, and they were happy to hear it again. Thank you, Jamie.